Mr. Sporty by Noah M. Bentley. This is the story of Mr. Sporty. Mr. Sporty is the sportiest fellow in the world. In fact, he is sporty by name, sporty by nature. Now it just so happens that Mr. Sporty lives in Sportyland and is so sporty that even the worms do sit-ups and the birds do backflips in the air and the trees lift weights. You'll never guess where Mr. Sporty lives. Mr. Sporty lives in an enormous Ferrari sports car. He is so sporty that every morning he backflips out of bed, does 50 press-ups and 20 cartwheels down the stairs. After that, for breakfast, he has steak and eggs for strength. One morning, Mr. Sporty was in bed and he heard a knock on his door. So he jumped out of bed, ran downstairs and opened his door. Guess what he found? An invitation to the Olympics Games. Do you want me to read it to you? This is what it said. Dear Mr. Sporty, we would like to invite you to attend this year's Mr. Men and Little Miss Olympics 2024. Date 25th of the 5th, 2024. Time 1:30. Event triathlon, swimming, cycling and running. Yours sincerely, the Olympic team. A fortnight later, the big day had arrived. Mr. Sporty jumped out of bed and started training extremely hard. After Mr. Sporty had finished his training, he got into his Ferrari and drove to the Olympic Stadium. There were a lot of people. Mr. Strong was lining up to do weightlifting. Mr. Impossible was lining up to do shooting. Mr. Tool was lining up to play football as a goalkeeper. Mr. Rush was lining up to go swimming. Mr. Tickle was lining up for volleyball. Little Miss Somersault was lining up to do gymnastics. Mr. Bump was lining up to do BMXing. "Hello, Mr. Strong," said Mr. Sporty.
"Hi, how are you today?"
asked Mr. Strong. "Very nervous," responded Mr. Sporty while shaking. "Are you excited and nervous?" asked Mr. Sporty.
"Absolutely, of course I am,"
responded Mr. Strong. All of a sudden, an announcement was made saying, "All competitors, get ready for the triathlon." Mr. Sporty was in the changing room, but he could not find his swimming trunks. But thankfully, Mr. Referee had a spare pair. "Phew," Mr. Sporty thought to himself.
"On your marks, get set, go,"
shouted Mr. Referee. "Come on, I can do this, said Mr. Sporty. But Mr. Rush was suddenly zooming past all the other competitors. Mr. Sporty swam with all his mighty strength, as fast as his little legs could carry him. Boom! He went straight to the finish line. Mr. Sporty had won the swimming event. Mr. Sporty was first, Mr. Ross was second, Mr. Strong was sadly third. The next event in the triathlon was cycling. Mr. Sporty was pumping up his tyre, but his tyre popped. "Oh no," thought Mr. Sporty. But luckily, Mr. Referee had a spare. "Thank you," said Mr. Sporty.
"On your marks, get set, go,"
shouted Mr. Referee. "Come on, I can do this, said Mr. Sporty. But little Miss Sporty was suddenly zooming past all the other competitors at 50 miles per hour. But Mr. Sporty cycled with all of his mighty strength, as fast as his little legs could carry him. Boom! He went straight to the finish line. Mr. Sporty won the cycling event. He was very proud of himself. Mr. Sporty was first. Little Miss Sporty was second. Mr. Rush was sadly third.
"The next event in the triathlon is running,"
shouted Mr. Referee. Mr. Sporty was in the changing room, but he could not find his trainers. But thankfully, Mr. Referee had a spare pair.
"On your marks, get set, go,"
shouted Mr. Referee. "Come on, I can do this. Come on, I can do this," said Mr. Sporty. But Mr. Fast was suddenly zooming past all the other competitors at 20 miles per hour. Mr. Sporty ran with all of his mighty strength, as fast as his little legs could carry him. Boom! He went straight to the finish line. Mr. Sporty had won the running event. Yes! Oh my goodness! Said Mr. Sporty. I have just won the Triathlon 2024! Yelled Mr. Sporty with thankfulness. And he went home to enjoy an Olympic cup of tea. The end.